This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We're off to our first interview.
We have a special guest today. Hi, Aurelia. It's so good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Such an honour to be back in the Sin Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, a fellow sinner.
So, first of all, tell me about your journey to getting that stand-up grant. How did that go about?
Well, I saw that it was open this year. So last year was the first year they offered it, but they chose people because it was like the inaugural year. But this year they had applications, and I went ham. I had like a cover letter, a CV, like all this, like proof of why I needed it and wanted it. And I started doing stand-up around 3 years ago. And this is like my first solo show. So it was really, in my mind, I already really wanted it because it would have, helped me a lot establishing my like first show. And I'm so glad that I got it. Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing.
What was it like to perform stand-up for the first time, like doing open mics and stuff like that?
My first open mic actually went really well, so that gave me like a little bit of confidence. I was like, I can do this again. And then the second one went really badly, and I was like, I'm never doing that again. But I'd already signed up to the Raw Comedy Competition, so I had to like keep practicing until I did that gig. And that's a really good gig if you're thinking about doing stand-up. Do Raw Comedy, invite all your friends, and have a fun time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
And in your website, you told me that you were selling tote bags with the slogan that says, "Men are trash, but I recycle."
Yes.
And that sounds pretty interesting. Why don't you tell us more about that?
Well, with the recent plastic bag ban, Australia-wide, it's really important that you bring your own bags to the shops, of course. And I launched those bags, like it was just a status update, but a lot of people liked it. I was like, you know what, I need to make some merch to profit from my creativity. but then I posted about it on Facebook, and Facebook said it was hate speech against men, and they took it down. And since then, I haven't really posted that much about them out of fear. maybe addiction to social media, who knows?
Right. What are some of like your favorite places to perform stand up? So you said, like, I know there's a open mic at Imperial on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, so that's a really good open mic. It's called Rookie Nights on Wednesdays. I really like performing at Spleen. It's not like an open mic night as such, but there are nights where you can sign up and then you'll get your spot like in the next few weeks. I like Crab Lab. I like Lido Cinemas on Tuesdays. Yeah, there's so many different spots in Melbourne, really depending on what type of comedy you like. You can really find something every day of the week. Yeah.
Cool.
And speaking of which, I heard you've also done work with Sin's very own In-Joke.
Yes, I did it last year for 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. So In-Joke is like the comedy show here at Sin on Sundays between 7 and 8. And I think it just really taught me to work with other people that I like didn't know before, because you like get to collaborate and like try and be funny. yeah, it was really good. I might try and come back to Sin later this year.
Sounds great.
Yeah. What programs were you interested in doing?
Well, nothing this early in the morning.
Yeah, true.
we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll pitch a podcast or something.
Ooh, nice, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that.
Yeah. And so you have a solo show coming up and entitled Woke. Is that
it? Yes, so that's right. And also I'll be performing the show ahead of the comedy festival for International Women's Day with YWCA on the 10th. At Hares and Hyenas, which is just in Fitzroy Johnson Street. So that's like a preview of the show. There's going to be an Auslan interpreter. It's going to be really awesome. And then the full run of the show and the comedy festival. from March 24 till April 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll be tackling issues like gender equality in that show?
Yeah, I'll talk, like, I touch on, like, a number of different subjects, like, related to, like, gender and race and sexuality and all that fun stuff. but, like, not in a super serious way. Like, you'll walk away laughing. You won't be like, oh, God, she just really rubbed in the gender wage gap. I won't do that. But maybe you'll think about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what inspired that?
I mean, all of my comedy sort of comes from my own experience and, like, stories and things that have happened to me. So I like to talk about things that relate to me, and then I find people can relate to that as well.
Mm, I see.
Yeah. So before you said you'd be on, you were also on In Joke last year. You also did a bit of live TV on Sin 1700, and that's on Channel 31.
Yeah.
So what do you think the differences are between, like, live TV, live radio?
Yeah, so I've also done a little bit of other stuff with Channel 31 with a show called The Leak, like, 2-3 years ago.
Nice.
I think with TV, it's kind of almost easier because people can see you, so it's quite easy for them to, like, get the joke or relate or see if someone is serious or not. While on radio, it's a bit more like, I don't know.
You got to use your voice a bit
more. You really have to use your voice. And also, I think it's easier to show people, like, a video clip on YouTube than to ask them to, like, get in their car and listen to the radio.
Tell me about it.
Mm.
It's such a struggle these days, like.
Yeah. Well, it's good that, like, you can put it into a podcast later.
Mm, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call me podcast.
Yeah. Mm. We'd love to have some of that. And so after the show, what are your plans for, you know, maybe the far future?
Well, you know, ideally I have another show and another show and then a Netflix special and the HBO writing contract and, like, a beautiful family living in the Hollywood Hills, you know, just one thing after the other. but no, really, I just want this comedy festival to be really successful and to have, like, a good show and, like, grow my audience and, yeah, that's sort of the goal.
Yeah. I'm really curious with what you said about having a Netflix special. If you had your, what would be your dream Netflix special about you?
It would be, like, really emotional and you're, like, laugh and cry and you're like, oh my God. yeah, that would be it. That would be the vibe. But I guess every comedian has, like, that goal of having something on, like, a streaming platform. Mm-hmm. Maybe for me that could be YouTube, who knows? If not Netflix, then something else has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of doing, like, sketch comedy or acting, something like that?
Yeah, so I actually also do improv.
Oh, nice.
So it's a bit, like, sketch stuff. Improv and comedy kind of help each other, but they're also very different. So who knows? But acting, I don't know, I would be one of those actors that always plays themselves, like Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, she plays different characters, but it's all, like, a version of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's all I'm capable of, really.
Have you always known you wanted to do comedy, like, from a young age or something?
When I was younger, I wanted to be, like, a children's book author or something like that. I didn't really know I wanted to do comedy until maybe 3 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm. Also, there was one thing I saw when I went to your website. Mm-hmm. It says below your name there was something that said comedian/meme queen.
Yeah.
Care to share your favorite memes?
Well, I make memes on my Instagram page, and they're all really whack. So sometimes I'm a bit, like, self-conscious about showing people, but they're kind of related to work. So I don't really know how to, like, put a visual art form into this, like, spoken media. But the kind of things I post are, like screenshots from TV shows and stuff, or, like, just someone looking really sad, and then it says mood.
I always love those kind of memes.
Yeah.
All right, so Aurelia, where can we find you on, social media and stuff like that?
You can find me on Instagram at Aurelia Daily Comedy. That's A-U-R-E-L-I-A. And then daily like daily and comedy like comedy. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Make sure you go see Aurelia St. Clair this weekend at the West of YCWA. YWCA, sorry. Good job there. And catch her show Work. That's going to be at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from 24th of March, 5th of April at the Pilgrim. Crowded in the Vault. So it's like on Federation Wharf?
Yeah, it's by the river.
By the river. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one beautiful venue.
Yeah, it is really lovely, isn't it?
Comedy
yeah.
by the river. Love that.
Yeah, so thank you for coming in, Aurelia.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
Yeah, good luck with your show as well.
Thank you.
Which, I mean, if I saw the show, I would probably come back and speak about how much I love it.
Yes, it already sounds, please do.
It already sounds so exciting. So you guys make sure you see Aurelia live in the YWCA and also at Crowded in the Vaults.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.